Against the Storm.
Wherever you go, or whatever you do, hold on to something of what we've experienced here. With an appreciation of the enduring values that nothing can change or completely destroy. Don't make compromises with the same fundamentals you believe in now.
Mark Scott says goodbye to his students today and greets a new summer. Today we bring you another chapter of Against the Storm, written by Sandra Michael, presented by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flake. You know, they say the best things in life are free, but I never thought that included Pontiac. Oh, boy, if this is progress, I'm all for it. Think of it. 10 more gorgeous Pontiac Special four-door sedans are being given away this very week in Ivory Flake's great new Pontiac contest. And that's not all. With each Pontiac, you also get a book of coupons good for 1,000 gallons of famous Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. And listen, Ivory Flake also gives each winner $100 cash vacation money. And remember, this contest also offers 100 cash prizes of $10 each. What a happy, exciting summer you could have in one of these beautiful, streamlined Pontiacs. Tuck your family in, get out and see the real America. And say, with that $100 vacation money, you could bring back some of that lovely, colorful pottery from California. Or spend a few days at a swanky beach resort. Sure, that $100 means lots and lots of extras. Believe me, you'll be thankful if you took a few moments off to enter this wonderful Ivory Flakes Pontiac contest. That's the way Mrs. Esther Carruthers feels. She won a car in an ivory contest 2 years ago, and she wrote us this.
It still seems like a dream that anything so wonderful could happen to me. My husband and I both have small salary jobs and would never have been able to own such a nice car.
Now, friends, just think what that car is going to mean to the Carruthers this summer. Think what a Pontiac sedan would mean to you and your family. And this contest is so easy to enter. Now, listen, here's what you do. Put 25 words or less on the end of this sentence. I like Ivory Flakes because. Now, maybe you like Ivory Flakes because they're useful for so many household jobs, like dishwashing, laundering your nice curtains, and so on. Or if you use Ivory Flakes for washing your silk stockings, well, here's the kind of thought that'll help you finish your sentence. I like Ivory Flakes because I find that washing my stockings every night with this pure flake soap helps me get longer wear from my silk stockings. And just any simple ideas like these may have you driving around one of these fine days in a beautiful big Pontiac Special. Even if you've never tried Ivory Flakes in your life, get a box today and use them for your stockings, for dishes, or for baby clothes. Why, the very first trial may give you an idea that wins you a Pontiac. So come on now, get these easy rules. Put 25 words or less on the end of this sentence. I like Ivory Flakes because. And then mail your finished sentence with your name and address and one Ivory Flakes box top, either size or facsimile. Address, Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Ivory Flakes, Cincinnati, Ohio. Entries are judged on originality, aptness of thought, and sincerity. This contest is open to the United States and Canada. Judge's decision is final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. You'll find free printed rules at your Ivory Flakes dealers, but hurry! This new contest offers you a wonderful opportunity to win a brand new Pontiac. Get several entries in the mail before midnight this Saturday, June 22nd, the date this contest closes. Pontiac winners will be announced in about 2 weeks. Give your family the thrill of a lifetime. Win a Pontiac. Mark Scott's poetry class meets for one last time after exams are over. It's an old, unofficial, but never broken custom in the English department at Harper that Professor Allen's classes gather again at least once after exams. Mark Scott's classes have adopted the same custom. These meetings are always highly informal. An air of holiday prevails. It is immemorial custom that the weather's perfect, sunny, both cool and warm, with a wonderful summer wind blowing in off the campus. The lawns are being cut so that the smell of freshly mown grass is carried on the wind through the classrooms at Harper. Mark Scott's students are in no hurry for this last hour to be over. Nor is Mark. He's sitting on the edge of his desk, talking to them companionably. He looks very little older than his students, and they look very young indeed. The boys in their sport shirts and slacks, the girls in their cotton dresses and short socks. An American scene. A young, free, sunny scene with an air about it of faint nostalgia for the days just gone by.
Well, I hate like the Dickens to say goodbye. Seems to me this might be a very agreeable way to keep things. Just as they are in this room right now. And as they've been all this term. Gives you the illusion that life can be very pleasant. Very sane, a very orderly business. Oh, I'm sorry I said illusion. I hope it won't be just an illusion for you or for any of us. The fact that a group of pretty representative people are here in Harper, the fact that we can live and work, study and learn together in more or less perfect harmony and understanding, that proves that society or civilization is capable of living decently and on terms of human dignity. Certainly, I know that conditions here are maybe ideal for harmony, and we're isolated in a sense from the conflicts and problems of everyday life, but not entirely. A lot of you work for your living and your education, and a lot of you don't. Some of you have no disturbing problems outside of your schoolwork. And some of you have very difficult and unreasonable problems to cope with. But the general, total collective effect of our life here is good. So good, we hate to see it dissolve. We hate to part. I seem to be making a speech, but I don't mean to. What I'm trying to say is something in this general direction. Wherever you go now, some of you to work in the city, some to work on the farm, and some of you to spend a good lazy summer at a lake or in the mountains. Wherever you go, and whatever you do, hold on to something of what we've experienced here. With an appreciation of the enduring values that nothing can change or completely destroy. Respect for the right and the honest thoughts of others. Respect for your own honesty. A sturdy faith in the possibility of making your world what you want it to be. Don't let yourself make compromises with the same fundamentals you believe in now. Oh, and by the way, I hope you enjoy yourself. Now, I've got an idea that life was meant to be a good experience, a consciously happy one. Everything in you responds to a sense of freedom and well-being in the world around you. Well, for instance, on a day like this, any normal human being reacts with exuberance to a fine sunny day like this. Excuse me, I'm all excited over this little party. Any human being loves a nice, sunny summer day like this. That's what I'm trying to say. You wake up in a morning like this and you want to hail the world, don't you? It's a good idea to try to cultivate that sense of joy and goodness. That summer morning sense of well-being and goodwill. You remember that poem of W.H. Davies? The one I didn't ask you about in your exam? Well, it suits this day. And I hope it suits your attitude toward the world. Good morning, life. And all things glad and beautiful. My pocket nothing holds, but he that owns the gold, the sun, is my great friend. His spending has no end. Hail to the morning sky, its bright clouds measure high. Hail to you birds whose throats would number leaves by note. Hail to you shady bowers, and you green fields of flowers. Hail to you women fair that make a show so rare in cloth as white as milk, be it calico or silk. Good morning, life, and all things glad and beautiful.
Well, Kathy, come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing you, Mark.
Why, no, I should say not. I just tried to clear up the office here now the classes are all over.
You have had your last meeting?
I had one this morning.
Oh, well, then, perhaps you would like to wait a day or two before we discuss the work I am to do.
Oh, no, sit down, Kathy. I'm glad to see you. Guys, I don't like the air of desertion that's beginning to set in around here. Makes you feel lonesome.
I know. There's no place so sad as an empty school, I imagine. But the summertime students will soon be here.
Yes, next week they'll begin arriving. We won't be lonely for long.
Not with all the work you will have to do. Mark, I've been wondering how I can best be of help before there will be the copying to do of the new book.
Well, I haven't figured it out exactly, Kathy. But, you could help if you could hunt up some of the stuff I'm going to need.
Well, good. Then I can start any time. That would be to search for the collections in the library.
Well, you can find a lot of them right here in my own books. And some in the professor's library at home.
Oh, Mark, I am so happy you cannot imagine. It seems like heaven to spend such a summer in such wonderful work.
Well, I'm afraid it'll be pretty dusty work. Oh, pretty tiresome a lot of the time.
Pooh, as for the dust, I am not afraid of that. And tiresome? What an idea.
Well, we'll have to take time off now and then for a picnic.
First, I must do a little of the work before I can merit a picnic. May I start the research today, do you think?
Well, no. You're going to take a little breathing spell first.
But I am breathing quite comfortably as it is.
Oh, well, just the same, you get... Well, besides, what about Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Wilson?
Well, he's down here. You'll want...
Oh, no, he's not. Reed returned to New York the day before yesterday.
He did? I thought you went to the band concert with him that evening.
Well, yes, I did.
Well, weren't you going to introduce him to me afterwards, the next day?
Yes, I thought so, Mark also. But Reed had to return to New York quite suddenly.
Oh, they did call back by the paper.
Well, I am not quite sure, but undoubtedly he did have to return to his work. Oh, 1 o'clock.
Oh, gosh, I guess it is. You're late for lunch.
Oh, well, I am not going home for lunch. I shall find a cup of coffee somewhere.
Hey, Kathy, I've got an idea. I'm not going home to lunch either. How about a picnic?
A picnic?
Sure. Hamburgers, a container of coffee out at the river. Just to celebrate, Kathy.
To celebrate? The summertime?
Sure, the summertime. Okay?
Of course. Okay.
Hail to you, life, and all things glad and beautiful. Summer begins, and a new and closer friendship for Kathy Reimer and Mark Scott. Tomorrow in Against the Storm. This is Ralph Edwards saying good day for the makers of Ivory Flakes. 99 and 44, 100% pure. Friends, have you been following the guiding light as closely as you followed Against the Storm? I hope you have, because both programs are equally good to listen to. Stay tuned in to the same station for The Guiding Light, which follows at once.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.